Health care was a major element of President Bush's State of the Union address. Mary Agnes, could you recap that for us?
The president unveiled his proposal to give a tax deduction of $7,500 to individuals and $15,000 to families for purchasing health care insurance, no matter what the policy cost or where it was purchased. While many Americans who now receive health care insurance through their employers, the tax credit would apply to those who purchased coverage on their own as well. This would give a substantial new tax break to those who buy non-group insurance, but would also mean higher taxes for workers who get coverage from an employer that costs more than the amount of the deduction. The president's plan would also give states greater flexibility to use federal money to help cover the uninsured.
Mary Agnes, what's been the reaction?
Some Republicans praised the idea, saying that it would equal the playing field between those who receive their health care insurance from employers and those who purchase it on their own. Lawmakers and analysts who liked the president's idea said that it was an important first step in delinking the relationship between employers and health insurance, a relationship which prevents many Americans from switching jobs or starting their own businesses. The high cost of health care insurance also stops many small businesses from offering coverage, and giving a tax deduction for that coverage would help the problem as well, according to many who support the president's plan. But there were just as many critics who panned the proposal, saying that it did nothing to address health care costs and could cause employers to drop health care coverage for their employees.
Could you tell us more about the administration's plan to work with states on reducing the number of uninsured?
The administration's plan includes reauthorizing the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, which is set to expire this year. Another part of the plan is to meet with state officials, to devise ways to get the uninsured covered in those states, including federal grants to help finance that coverage. That money could come from redirecting disproportionate share DSH funds and capital fund spending, according to administration officials. Hospital groups immediately rejected that idea, saying that any Medicaid cuts would hurt their ability to provide health care to the poor and disabled.
So what's the next step?
With Democrats in charge of Capitol Hill and many of them reacting unfavorably to the president's ideas, I doubt that Congress will move anytime soon to implement them. But they do become part of the greater debate about the uninsured and rising health care costs and what role that Washington can play in addressing these issues.
Senators Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, and Pete Domenici, a Republican from New Mexico, have introduced legislation that would establish a permanent bipartisan commission that would provide recommendations to maintain the solvency of Medicare and Social Security. Mary Agnes, would that commission work?
Well, the 15-member commission, which would be composed of 7 Republicans and 7 Democrats and 1 independent, would have to provide recommendations to Congress within a year and subsequently every 5 years. The recommendations would have to be reported by House and Senate committees within 60 days or be directly discharged to the House or Senate floor. The panel could also recommend proposals to reduce costs and establish new taxes or fees.
Why did the lawmakers feel that such a panel is needed?
The senator said that the ever-increasing bite of entitlements on the federal budget, expenditures for both will account to 60% of the federal budget by 2016 as compared to 53% today, demand that a panel study the issue and make recommendations on how to keep the program solvent for future generations. But there have also been plenty of previous commissions that have made recommendations on curbing entitlement spending that lawmakers have not followed through on. It's tough to raise taxes or reduce benefits, which are two key elements of controlling entitlement spending. But with millions of baby boomers flooding into Medicare and Social Security, the pressure to control entitlement spending will be even greater than before.
Lawmakers are starting to focus on reauthorization of the State Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as SCHIP. Mary Agnes, could you bring us up to date on that?
In the Senate, a bipartisan group of lawmakers has introduced legislation to fill in expected funding shortfalls in SCHIP funding in 14 states. In addition, the leaders of the Senate Finance Committee announced that they will hold a February 1st hearing to begin a separate legislative effort to reauthorize the entire SCHIP program, which expires September 30th.
What are the key issues surrounding SCHIP reauthorization?
The program, which was created in 1997, has been hailed as a success in reducing the number of uninsured low-income children by a third. But as lawmakers look to reauthorizing SCHIP, several issues are emerging. One is funding, with advocates of the program saying that more federal dollars are needed to help states fund efforts to enroll more children. Outreach is another issue. Despite the program's success, 6 million children who are eligible for SCHIP or Medicaid are not enrolled, either because they don't know about the programs or they are stopped by bureaucratic barriers or states have scaled back enrollment efforts. Lawmakers in both parties have hailed SCHIP as a success and have said that they hope to use the reauthorization process to strengthen and improve the program.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.